Well, let's turn to Leviticus chapter 20. Leviticus chapter 20. And we'll be reading verses 7 and 8. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God, and ye shall keep my statutes and do them, for I am the Lord which sanctify you. He said, sanctify yourselves. And then he said, I am the Lord that sanctify you. Well, let's turn to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 6. And verse 17. He says, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, be ye holy. Saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Now, Brother Jerry has just read in our presence a minute ago, 1 Corinthians 1:30, where it says, of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Christ Jesus himself is our holiness. And we are in him. We were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. We were given to him as his spouse by God the Father. We were redeemed by him. He is our sanctifier, our justifier. It is he that cleanseth us by his word. And believers are perfectly holy, absolutely holy, intrinsically holy in Christ, not in themselves. And intrinsically did not belong there. Intrinsically is something of yourself. We're nothing in ourselves. It's Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, we are perfectly holy in him. Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Be ye therefore perfect. How perfect? Even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. So, we have to be perfectly perfect. Amen. In every respect. Having no spot or wrinkle or blemish or no such thing about us. And that's what we are in Christ Jesus, because we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones, and have been his members from everlasting. Amen. When Christ is considered as Christ, well, what is it to consider Christ as Christ? That is to consider the head, Christ Jesus, personally in union with his body, all the believers of all ages. When Christ is considered in Christ, he cannot be considered without his people. You cannot consider the head as the head unless it has a body to go with it. Now, this does not demur his Godhead, but it considers Christ as Christ in union with his people. He's always been in union with his people. It's a covenant union. And to us, though, we were in covenant union with Christ before we had a being in ourselves, before we were called into being, but we were known, we had a being in the mind of God. God knew us. He knew somebody.
Amen.
He knew somebody. And it must have been us whom he chose. He says it was. Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. First Corinthians 12:27, ye are members in particular. God knew the members of Christ in particular and settled his covenant arrangements upon them in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to be as perfect as God himself in righteousness, holiness, in every other way. And we are that in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is over all, God bless forever. Amen.
Amen.
If we're in Christ Jesus, then we're everything in him. In ourselves, we're zero. We're nothing. There's nothing to us. All our righteousnesses are filthy rags before him. The Apostle Paul said, I want to be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but the righteousness which is of God by faith of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Let's look at Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3. Well, I'll say, my Bible is not cooperating here this morning. It's not turning to where I want to turn it to. Philippians chapter 3, there it is. Let's begin reading it at verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice all the time. We've always got something to rejoice about. We have forever, in whatever situation we find ourselves in, we've got something to rejoice in, whatever our situation may be, because we're never without Christ. We're always in the Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, the same gospel that he wrote to everybody else, to write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous. It's not a burden, a weight to me. But for you, it's safe. It's the only safe ground that we have to stand on, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in him dwelleth, in Christ Jesus dwelleth, all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, because his human nature is the tabernacle of all the Godhead. In him dwelleth all the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, who's the head of all things, who's the head of all principality and powers. Colossians 2:9-10. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. We're not safe anywhere else but in Christ Jesus. All this other religious world out here is, they're building on the sand, and the flood will come and wash that away. And if it doesn't happen in this life, it certainly will at the judgment. Their foundation being sandy will wash out from under them. beware of dogs and hogs. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision or the mutilators of flesh under the who seek to fulfill the law. Beware of the concision. Beware, for we are the circumcision or the true worshipers of God. We are the church of God who worship God in the Spirit in the principles of the doctrine of Christ. We worship God in the Spirit. We worship God in spirit and in truth. Where the truth is, there the Spirit of God is. If there's no truth, there's no Spirit of God, and the Spirit that is there is the Spirit of Antichrist that causes people to jump and shout and carry on and rejoice in a lie. We, the people of God, rejoice in the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. And rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We know ourselves. We know what we are. We know that we are nothing, can do nothing. We cannot please God. That without Christ Jesus, all our righteousness are filthy rags. Though I might have confidence in the flesh, being a Jew, if any other man thinketh he hath whereof, that he might trust in the flesh, I more. He said, I'm a Jew of the Jews. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. As touching the law, I was a Pharisee of the strictest sect. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. And that's my proof that I was zealous. I persecuted the church. I consented to their death. And I bound them and brought them to Jerusalem to be judged. Touching righteousness, which is of the law, I was blameless. You know, he was probably in the temple all the time offering a sacrifice. But what things were gained to me, those I count loss for Christ. I count them nothing and dung for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. I threw all of that religious garbage away. After Christ came and died, was buried, rose again, and ascended back to glory, all that Old Testament law became nothing. And do count them but dung, all of my religion under the law. I do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Now the law, that is not to say that the law is in itself anything evil. It certainly is not. The law was given to convince us that we're sinners. By the law is the knowledge of sin. The law identifies sin, condemns sin, sentences to death for sin, and the law we carry out its sentence of death against us. So the law is perfect in itself, but the law is weak in that it cannot justify the children of God. God would have his children justified, and the law couldn't do it. So the Lord made a new covenant. That I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is of the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That is the righteousness that God has ordained, the righteousness that God has established and the only righteousness that God will accept, because it is perfect righteousness, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord, our righteousness. And that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. We are at union in resurrection with the Lord Jesus Christ. We were crucified with him. I'm crucified with Christ. We are buried with him. We were dead with him. We were in the tomb with him. And we're raised with him. We are resurrected with Amen. Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, 5 and 6. And that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Now every difficulty that we're blessed to pass through in this life because of our sanctification in Christ Jesus, because we will not agree with the religious world, all of those things that befall us because of that, we are blessed to endure them. Amen. Paul said, I want to have fellowship with his sufferings. Come out from among them, be ye separate. Let us go forth unto him without the camp. The religious camp cast him out. The religion of this world still cast him out. And we're to go forth unto him without the camp, being made conformable to his death. Have no part with this world. Leave it to itself. Rolf Barnes said, sometimes I feel like just saying, getting up a holler somewhere and having a little church and saying to this world, go on to hell if you want to. You won't do so bad. But anyway, sometimes we may feel that way, but that's not what the Lord has ordained. We're to be faithful in the proclamation of the gospel. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus has apprehended us by his Spirit. Well, will Christ Jesus obtain his goal in apprehending us? Yeah. He certainly will. Yeah. He absolutely will. He's already purchased us at Calvary. We're already his property. All's left is for us to experientially be brought to glory. That's all that's left. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. My final glorification. We press toward that every day. We say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Let us therefore as many as be perfect. Well, be ye perfect as your Father is in heaven. Yeah. We're perfect in that we believe. Yeah. Our faith is a demonstration that God reckons us perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we didn't believe the gospel, we probably would think we was perfect. But in that we do believe the gospel, we know we're not perfect in ourselves. But we know that we are perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God does not reckon us to be what we are in ourselves. God reckons us to be what he has made us to be in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if there in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. If you're a little bit off track and you think you've got something to contribute to it, God will straighten you out. Now, those who believe the gospel know that they have nothing to do with it. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same things, brethren. Be followers together of me, and mark them which walk even as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you oft, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Same way today as it was then. There are more walking who are the enemies of Christ than who are friends.
Yeah.
Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame. They mind earthly things. You know, that is so true. I mean, you see that around us so often. They glory in their shame. Mm-hmm. They glory in however sinful they, because they're more sinful than somebody down the road. Mm-hmm. Rougher, meaner, drink more, whatever. They glory in those things, and they mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. We're citizens of glory. We're not of this world. Look at John chapter 17. John 17. Verses 14 and 16. I have given unto them thy word, that is his apostles, and not only them, but us his people, according to verse 20. I have given unto them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Look at Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Let's begin reading at verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. Well, he said, I am the Lord that sanctifieth thee. He that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. We're all one nature. We're the same. The Lord took our nature in order that we could be of his nature. He took upon himself our humanity, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. Will I sing praises unto thee? And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Forasmuch as the children were made partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Let's go back to Leviticus now, chapter 20, again. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God, and ye shall keep my statutes and do them, for I am the Lord which sanctify you. Now we can know if we make anything at all of the Word of God, if we believe it's true, then we know that it is the Lord Himself who sanctifies us and who says to us, sanctify yourself. Well, how do we do that? Well, we don't do it. We know we're sanctified by Him. Through faith. That's how we know anything about God, about His Word, about anything that is, any spiritual thing is through faith. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. By faith we understand, by faith we know. So we know that if we believe that we are sanctified, because it is God who has given us faith, and by faith sanctifies us. We do have some ability to keep our natural mind out of where it ought not be. There are things that go through our mind. Our heart, our mind, our natural man, the old man, he's a no account. And he's always hatching up some kind of evil. And he's always bringing those things and presenting them to us. Well, we can cast that stuff out. We have to cast it out. Don't let it lay around and just lay there and start growing moss in your mind. Cast it out. Thoughts of unbelief. Well, you couldn't be a child of God. Well, look at the thoughts you have. Well, where do they come from? They come from the old nature that's continually at war against the new man. So we just have to cast those things out and be done with them. Say, hey, I'm not that person. I am a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at a couple more places. Look at 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. Let's begin reading at verse 12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. Now, God's name, His holiness, is associated with us. We are children of the covenant, and He has sworn in His covenant, sworn by His holiness, that He's going to bring us to glory.
Yeah.
Now, that's the long and short of it. So His holiness is linked with us. Not that we make Him holy, but our being brought to glory is a demonstration of His faithfulness and holiness to Himself and His covenant. If the weakest member of Christ, the weakest one in faith, fails to be brought to glory, then God Almighty has failed.
Yeah.
And His holiness is found faulty. That will not happen. That will not happen.
Yeah.
For His name's sake, I write unto you, fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. We have known Him whom to know is life eternal. We don't know that God that loves everybody, that wants to save everybody, that's doing His best to get everybody to be holy. We don't know. I don't know Him, don't want to know Him. Not interested in knowing Him. Matter of fact, I detest that God. He's not a God. He's a God of somebody's imagination. We know the God of the Bible, who is holy. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known Him from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. How? Turn over to chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Look at 1 John 3:23. And this is his commandment. Well, let's begin reading verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as God gave us commandment. Now, what's the proof? That we believe. We believe on the Lord. We delight in this gospel. We find no delight in another gospel. If we have to sit under another gospel, we sit and squirm and twist and do not enjoy it. But we love the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I've written unto you, young men, because I'm back in 1 John chapter 2, verse 13. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Now he says to us, love not the world. Come out from among him. Be separate. Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Well, what is the will of God? believe on his son. How can we be holy? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. How can we be perfectly righteous? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. How can we be all that God wants us to be? By believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing 272. Brother Bart, you did such a good job before. Why don't you come do it again?